Good morning, everyone. From Decrypt Media, this is the Decrypt Daily Weekend Update. My name is Matthew Diemer. Let's get into those crypto prices. Bitcoin is sitting at, let me refresh this. Is this correct? Yes, it is. Bitcoin is sitting at $60,713, down 1% from yesterday. You know, it's always up. So if you see it down, you're like, is this right? Just got to double check. Number two, we have Ethereum at $2,373, down 1.1%. Binance Coin up 1.7% at $518. XRP at $1.60, up 3%. Tether in the number 5 spot. And Cardano number 6 at $1.39, up 0.3%. Dogecoin is out of the top 5, so all is right in the crypto space. I'm just kidding. If you guys have Dogecoin and you were making some gains, congratulations. But if you can tell me honestly that you thought Dogecoin was going to 40 cents Dogecoin, then you're full crap. But if you did really honestly believe that Dogecoin was going to 40 cents and you were hodling and buying, congratulations. But Dogecoin is in the number 8 spot at 25.9 cents, down 25% overnight. Litecoin's continuing to rally, up 35% for the week at 313 and 14% overnight. And Bitcoin Cash moves back into the top 10 spot after being out for quite some time at $1,055, up 21% overnight and 60% for the week. Total market cap, we're at $2.2 trillion and a BTC dominance of 51.4%. Let's get into those headlines. Editor-in-Chief Daniel Roberts and Executive Editor Jeff Roberts wrote an article, 7 Lessons to Learn from Coinbase's Public Listing. Long article. I'm going to give you the top 7, and you should read this article. And by the way, I want to say thank you to Dan and Jeff for putting this in a number format. A lot of time when they write these articles on Decrypt, they say top 5 things, and they embed them in paragraphs. No, give me the list. I want the list. I don't want to read this whole damn thing. So thank you very much for this list. And here is the list. Number 1, Coinbase proved it's ready for Wall Street. Number 2, Wall Street proved it's ready for crypto and Coinbase. Number 3, profit is a very pretty thing. Number 4, the direct listing process is shrewd. Number 5, Coinbase's CEO Brian Armstrong defied his detractors, basically meaning he put the middle finger up in the air until he was successful. Number 6, the Coinbase listing united the crypto space. All tribes, all factions. We all sang Kumbaya for at least a little bit. And number 7, the real test of Wall Street's understanding and appetite for the crypto company stock will come when Coinbase posts its first earnings call during a crypto bear market. Read this. Very good points. Thank you, Dan and Jeff. CEO and founder of crypto exchange Binance, CZ Zhao, says that regulation is not necessarily a bad thing for the crypto industry. He said, in quote, "If I was a regulator, the most logical thing I would do is to look at the existing regulations in the traditional finance space and bring them to crypto," end quote. He also continued to tell people about his personality. He wanted to tell people about who he was. He's like, unlike these other people in the crypto industry, I'm not a libertarian or an anarchist. There are many extreme libertarians that believe that we would function without any rules, any government, any intervention. He's like, I don't think that as a society, we quite are ready for that. At least in my view, I don't know how we will keep ourselves safe. And so he is for regulation, he is for government, and he is for rules. Now, is that the reason why you're in crypto? Some people think of crypto as only a fight against the government, a fight against existing financial systems. Well, I think there's many ways to look at this. Yes, it could be a fight against traditional financial systems, but also you have to think about the tech. I mean, look at the internet. Is the internet actually a fight against it or a building block on existing systems and existing economies? Pick your poison, pick why you're in the crypto space, the tech, the blockchain, the infrastructure, or a fight against the Fed. ETFs are being approved. Not here in the United States, but in Canada, because Canada has approved 3 Ethereum ETFs, and funds will start trading early next week. Remember, Canada earlier approved Bitcoin ETFs. We're still waiting on the United States to hop on the ETF bandwagon. And finally, Robinhood, services went down twice in 12 hours because of, end quote, unprecedented trading volumes. Unprecedented trading volumes. It's like what you want as a trading platform is unprecedented trading volumes. I don't understand why these companies are surprised that when number goes up, people want to trade. Therefore, they have to increase their bandwidth and capacity. And then they go, hey, things went down. I don't know what happened. Everybody wants to use my product. Exactly. Prepare for this. Get your servers in check. Coinbase, Robinhood, please, please. But they're saying it's because of Dogecoin. Dogecoin is crashing systems all across the board because everybody wants that dog E coin. Well, congratulations, Dogecoin. Not only do you have all-time highs, you are taking down infrastructures. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Decrypt Daily. My name is Matthew Diemer. Don't forget to go to Apple Podcasts, like, subscribe, share, and comment. And you can send me an email, MatthewAaron@decrypt.co. And don't forget to go to Diemer for Congress, D-I-E-M-E-R for Congress.com, and support blockchain advocates in Congress. Until tomorrow's weekend update, happy hodling, everyone.